achrayis toy sefer. Shmuel only said achrayis toy sefer only by halafah when you lend money. There it's a swear a person doesn't lend money for nothing. When you lend money, you want to make sure you'll be able to get it back. So Nisi asked back, Aivu Omalei. So Avuv are even asked back, Aivu Marhu di Omar. Ayu Shmuel, you yourself said, Achrayis toy sefer. You yourself say, even though it's not written inside the shtar, but it's just as if it was written in the shtar. So Amalei, Shmuel said back, no. Hani mili, when do I say this? Bishtari halvo. Only by shtar halvo when you lend money. There for sure, a person doesn't lend money unless he knows he'll get his money back. Avu bishtari mekach memchar, but a sale that takes place of property that's written in the shtar, loy. There I do not say it's called an achrayis toy sefer. There if the achrayis was not written inside the shtar, it's nothing. Because the Ovid Inchi, a person does, the Zovinari who buy property, liyoyme, even for one day. So therefore, it's not called you're throwing your money away for nothing. So here, we don't say, Achrayis toy sefer. Tell me more says, Omar Abaye says, Ruvain Shemocha sold the Shimon the Achrayis. If Ruvain sold his property, his field, to Shimon, with an Achrayis, that means, if Ruvain's Baal Chayiv comes and takes away the property from Shimon, Shimon has the right to come back to Ruvain to get his money back. And then what happens was, Ubo Bachov the Ruvain, now true. Bachov, Ruvain owes somebody money. So the person comes to Ruvain, pay me up. Ruvain says, I don't have a penny to my name right now. So the law is, this Bachov has the right to go and collect the property that Ruvain sold. The Katorah Fleminei, and now this Bachov is coming to Shimon to take away the property from Shimon. So the law is, Dinahu, it's a din, that the Ozar Ruvain and Mishtoi Dinabadei. Ruvain now has a right to go and complain to Bezdin, like to try and keep this field in the Rishus of Shimon. Even though really Ruvain doesn't own the field anymore, Ruvain already sold the field to Shimon. So now the Baal Chayv is going to Shimon. So really the Din Torah should be between the Baal Chayv and the owner of the property, Shimon. Still Abaye says, no, Ruvain, the one that sold it, has a right to be in this Din Torah. He's also called the Baal Dover here. And B'lei Motzi Omalei, the Baal Chayv, cannot say to Ruvain, Lav Baal Dvarom de Diyak. Like, who are you? I don't want you to talk in my Dintara. As the Baal Chayv says, listen, you don't own the property anymore. You sold the property. I have a right to go and collect that property. So I'm going over to Shimon, the owner of that property. So I don't want you to butt in. No, he can't say that. Ruvain has a right to butt in and like to say his time is over to Bezdin. The Yomaleh, because Ruvain has a right to complain and say, listen, the Mavkoyis Minei, when they take away, well, like, were you Baal Chayv? When you collect this karka away from Shimon, Yishno Olaydi Dihadar. He's going to come back to me. I sold it to Achrayis. That means Ruvain sold the field to Shimon with an obligation that if the field is taken away from Shimon, Shimon has a right to come back to me and collect money from me. So therefore Ruvain says, I'm a good Baal Dover here. Because if the field is going to be taken away from Shimon, Shimon's going to come back to me. I don't want to lose my money. So therefore Ruvain is called the Baal Dover here in Dinim Omnis, and Ruvain has a right to be toying in Bezdin. So Rashi says, I mean, he could kind of say that Shchotan Shiochu Liptim Bloim Aparatif. He has the right to say any way he wants to that I paid you up already. And therefore, you don't have the right to collect this field. Yeah. And Ika the Yamri some say a bigger Kiddush, that Afilu Shaloi Biachrayis. Even if Ruvain sold this field to Shimon, a complete sale, that even if it's taken away from, even if it's taken away from Shimon, Shimon does not have the right to collect the money from Ruvain. Even Shaloi Biachrayis. Still, Ruvain now has the right to be oisik of this din Torah to try and keep the field by Shimon. Why? Even if the field is taken away from Shimon, Shimon cannot go back to Ruvain, so her Ruvain should be like an outsider here. Still no. Nami, still Ruvain has a right to tiny here. The Omale, because Ruvain has a right to say, Lainichali de lehevi le Shimon tarumatalai. I don't want it that Shimon should have complaints against me. In other words, Ruvain sold the field to Shimon. Now, if the field is going to be taken away later, if it's going to be taken away from Shimon later because of Ruvain, Shimon's going to have tangas against Ruvain. True, I can't get money from you. You didn't sell it to Achrayis, but I'm going to go away with tangas. I'm going to feel bad about you. So Ruvain has the right to say, I don't want someone to feel bad about me. Therefore, that makes Shimon the Baal Dover here. That makes Ruvain the Baal Dover. Ruvain could also tie and invest in to try and save the field to stay by Shimon. Right. The Yom Rabbi, Yabaya says, Ruvain Shemocha sold to Shimon Shleb Achrayis. If Ruvain sold his field to Shimon without an Achrayis, that means no matter what happens to it, Shimon can't get his money back. The Yotzo Lo Asikin, and then right away people came to complain about this field right away, saying, listen, who gave you the right to buy this field? It doesn't belong to Ruvain. People say it wasn't Ruvain's field. Arguments came up. Not that they have a proof that it belongs to them. But people come to start arguing about this field and say, listen, Shimon, you just bought this field off Reuven. Who said Reuven owns the field? We own the field. So what happened? So Reuven sold it to Shimon without achrayi, and right away, Asikim, arguments came up. So it depends. Actually, Hechzikbo, if Shimon did not make a chazaki yet in this karka, is Yochel Achzaboy. Then if so, Shimon has the right to retract right away. So Rashi learns, Ubishloi Nosen Mois. He didn't pay the money yet. He doesn't have a complete kinyan in the karka yet. So therefore, before Shimon made the karka, he has the right to retract. And there's no dinim about, you know, there's no tarumas anymore. He has the right to retract. But Misha Hechzikbo, one Shimon made a chazaki, we'll soon see what that means. He was machzik, he made a kinyan in the karka. So he owns the karka right now, because we know karka is nikna, the chazaka is ain the yochel achzaboy. He cannot retract anymore. Even though he didn't pay yet, he has to pay the money, like Rashi says. The afilu le'nosin moyes, sha'karka niknas b'chazaka. You made a kinyan in the karka, it's your karka. The hamoyes azem uva, and you owe the money for it. You can't retract anymore. The yomule, because Reuven has a right to say like this, listen, chaisa the kitra, a bag full of nuts, sovata v'kibalta, you accepted it already. It's true there are people arguing here, but they didn't bring any proofs yet that it belongs to them. Right now, Pidin, I still own it. People are complaining right now. So what? Let them complain. But you accepted you were kind of this karka, the king of this car right now. Like if right now we know for sure Reuven doesn't own the karka, so what do you mean you sold it? Why should Shimon have to pay the money back to Reuven? His sale never took place. We're talking about now that as far as we know, halachadik, this field really belonged to Reuven. Just there are people arguing about it. But since, as far as we're concerned right now, the field belongs to Reuven, and Reuven sold it, and Shimon made a kinyan, the kinyan is chal, and therefore Shimon has to pay for the karka. Now the Gemara says, "When is it called the chazaka over here? Mechidayis amitra. When he goes around the borders of the field, it makes a daisha like threshes on the borders." So Rashi says, "Mesakin gulia sadu magvien." He like picks up the boundaries of the field. That's like a chazaka that the baile makes in the karka, and when he does this, he can't be chazir anymore. Taisa says it's not stam a pasha the chazok here, havad any chazok in the karka is good. But there it means he did something that he was samach daitoi. Since he made an action like this, he went in the borders, and he may fix the borders of the field, that shows he's really samach bas to keep this field, therefore he has to pay for it. Vika di yami son say a chiddish, that afilu bi achrayis nami. Even if Shimon bought this field with an achrayis means that he made up in the shtar, that if the field is taken away from Shimon, Shimon has the right to get the money back from Reuven. Still, right now, Shimon owns the karka, and Shimon has to pay the money to Reuven. The Amalei, because Reuven has a right to say to Shimon, listen, right now the karka still was mine, and I sold it to you, and you bought it, you owe me money. Sure, I said an achrayis, but achrayis is only achva tirchafom v'yashalom l'chor. Bring me the shtar that Besen has taken it away from you, and then I'll pay you. Now, the achrayis is that if my bachot has a right, Miki Radin, to take it away from you, when it's taken away from you, then I have to pay you back. But here, they didn't take the karka away from Shimon yet. Reuven sold the karka to Shimon. Right now, Pidin, it belonged to Reuven before, and Shimon owns it right now. There are only people here arguing about the field. Some people are saying, Yishno, it never belonged to Reuven, it's mine. But they have no proof. So since they have no proof to it, it wasn't taken away. They didn't take it away from Shimon yet. So Kol Zaman, the field wasn't taken away from Shimon, there's no achrayas. Reuven gave an achrayas to Shimon, that if the field is taken away from you, then I'll pay you back. But here the field wasn't taken away from you, so therefore you have to pay me. So therefore you can't get away, you have to pay me. And if not, when they take the karka away from you, then I'll have to pay you. But before they take it away, you have to pay me for the karka. Itma will learn like this. If Reuven sells his field to Shimon, and afterwards we find out that the karka never belonged to Reuven, Reuven was a gazlin, so it comes out Reuven stole the field and sold it to Shimon, and Shimon paid money for it. So what's the halacha now? So now, of course, Shimon wants to get his money back from the gazlin. Like, the karka has to go back to the nigzal, the person that Reuven stole it from. And now Reuven, the gazlin, took money, Pshita has to pay the money back to the slakeh, to the one that bought it. So now, Rav Amar Yesh Leimois, Rav says, true, the money that you paid for it, you have a right to get back from the gazlin. And Yesh Leishvach, let's say this Reuven that bought the field off the gazlin, he used it like he thought it was his, and he planted there, and he put money into the karka. So when the karka is taken away from him, the gazlan has to pay him for the shvach also. So what happened here? Reuven gave the gazlan $1,000 for the field. Now the field is taken away, and Reuven put $100 into the field. So Reuven now wants to get $1,100 back from the gazlan. He wants to get $1,000 back for the money that he paid for the field, and also he put $100 worth into the field. he wants to get back now $1,100 from the Gazan. So Rav says that's halacha, that the Lokeach now has the right to get $1,100 back from the Gazan. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says no. Moyes Yeshloi, the money that you paid for the field, that you have a right to get back. Like this Reuven never had a right to sell you the field. It wasn't his field. It was a stolen field. So when he sold it to Shimon, and Shimon paid him $1,000, that's mamash like Gezeilah. You have to give back those $1,000 to Reuven. That's Shita. You have to give it back to the Lekeach. But Shrach Einloi, but even though the Lekeach spent $100 into this field, and now the field is taken away from him, so he does not have to pay him back for the $100 he spent. The question is, why not? They ask the question for Avuna like this. Tirish lo yes hashvach maho. Let's say when the lakeach is gazlin, when the moicha is gazlin, sold the field to Reuven, let's say in the shtar it said clearly that in case this sodiv is taken away from you, I'll pay you back the keren and the shvach also. Now will be the locha. Time with the Shmuel is the reason why Shmuel says the lakeach can't collect the shvach. Mishum delay tirish shvacha, because in the stam shtar, you did not speak this out that you have to pay back the shvach. So since you didn't speak it out, there's no achrayas on the shvach. But the hoch in this case here, they wrote down clearly in the shtar that if the karka is taken away from you, me the gazlin will pay you off completely, even the shvach. Hopirishlei, he said clearly he'll pay you back. So maybe taki has to pay you back. Enechnami. Or duma maybe time of the shmuino to shvizne shmul is kiven the less like karka. Since lemaisa there's no karka over here, it's so nechsei kiribis. It looks like ribis. But what happened here? This Reuven was a gazlin. So he took the karka, which didn't belong to him, and he sold it to Shimon. So Shimon Lemaisa gave him $1,000. Now Lemaisa, since this karka was stolen, there's no real sale taking place here. It looks like just Shimon gave $1,000 to Reuven without any karka, because the karka was Zula and never took place to sale. So now when the Gazlan has to give back the money to Volkeh, the one that bought it, if he's going to give him back more than $1,000, it looks like ribbis. It looks like the Lakeach gave $1,000 to the Gazlin, and now, a week later, the Gazlin is giving back $1,100 back to the Lakeach. So it looks like ribbis. That's the way you can't pay it back. So then, even though it was written inside the Shtar, the Feirish, Achrayis, for the Shvach, still he can't get it. Rashi says, Kivan less like Karka, Hoyu vien Karka zu shaloi, since this property does not belong to the Gazlin, to the one that sold it. Nimsa shankan shu mekar, there's no sale at all. The Amoyas Milvetzloi. That's if this Gazlin received $1,000 for the field, it's like the Lakeach lent him $1,000. And therefore now when he pays him back, Mishalim Yoser, if he has to pay him back $1,100, Yoser, Mashanot, the Mechtik Rivis, it looks like Rivis. So that would be this foreign Shmuel, why you can't get Shvach, even though you said Beferish, you don't get it back. That's the Shaila. Omalei, so you answered back, Invalav, Yesenov, Rafi, Biyod, this week. I'm not sure what the Lakeach should be exactly. Itmar, we learned. Omer Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Moyes Yesh Loi Shvach Ein Loi. No, again, a case where you sold property that does not belong to you, and then it's taken away from the Lakeach, even though the Lakeach spent money, put money into the karka, that money does not get back from the Gazlin. And it says clearly here, Afal Pi Shepirus Lesa Shvach, even though when this Gazlin Reuven sold the field to Shimon, he said clearly in the Shtar, that if this field is taken away from you, I'll pay you back for everything, and for the Shvach, for the money you put into it, still, this Reuven does not have to pay it back to Shimon. My time, and what's the reason? Kivan the karka ain't loy. Since Lamaisa, now it's Nizgala that Reuven never owned this karka. This karka that Reuven sold to Shimon does not belong to Reuven. It was stolen karka. So therefore, there was never a sale here. It was just a pshat that Shimon gave $1,000 to Reuven. If so, if Reuven is going to pay back more than $1,000 to Shimon, schar moisov, it looks like he's paying you rent for the money. I'm Edvinaito. Like the reason why he's paying back $1,100 is an extra $100 for the $1,000 that you lend me. So it looks like ribbis. And therefore, with the Rabbanan here, since it looks like ribbis, Rabbanan said, you're not allowed to pay back more. But like Rabbanan freed you from paying back. Even though Midiraisa, of course, is not called ribbis here. Because Midiraisa, he didn't lend you the money. But our co-point with the Rabbanan, though, since Lamaisa, there's no real mechira here, it looks like a halvor. Since it looks like a halvor, the Rabbanan said, you have no right to pay back more than he actually took from you. Then you took from him. This is what says Eisrei. Eisrei, Rav of Rav Nachman. So Rav Yitzchak is Rav Nachman. It says a lot of Gemara in Gittin, Ein moitzi en le'achilas peris. You don't take out to pay back for achilas peris or the shvach hakois. You have to pay back somebody for the shvach, the investment he put into the fields. Or the mozanish, you have to pay your wife, mizoinus. If you have bonus, also when the father dies, he has the bonus, the daughters get fed. Minachasim Mishabadim. You don't collect for these things from Nachasim Mishabadim, from property that was already sold. Mivnei Tikkun Olam. There's a Tikkun Olam over here involved. It'll be too much. People will know about it. Rashi says, Mivnei Tikkun Olam. Shema Toime Yitorf Lekuchai. Because if you're going to say you have a right to take away from people that bought the cock off the father, Ein Lechodim Shlakev Sama Chadayroi. People will be afraid to buy fields off their friend. So Ein Lechodim, nobody, Shein Chayv Zimutl Lov. Like everybody has such a chayv like that. He has kids, he has a wife, in case he dies, his wife has to get mazoinus, his kids get mazoin, his kids, the bonus get kids, and the kids get fed, and the dove shame like kids, but there's no amount to how much. I worried about the first two cases. To pay back for Paris and for Shvacha Kois. Dove shame duhu, we don't know how much it's going to be. When Lakuchas, Yoidim Lizovikas, Lakayach doesn't know to watch himself from this. Therefore, Mishim Tikkun Olam, you don't collect from Kakois Mishabodim. So the Gemara makes the Yikis. You don't collect for these things from Nechasim Mishabodim that was sold already. But from the property that the Loiv or the father himself has, Mashkinim, then we do take away. Ugatoni, what does it say over here? One of these cases are, Gatoni Mios, it says here, Lishvach HaKois. It says here that in the case of Shvach HaKois, in the case that somebody put investment into the karka, and you have to pay him back for it, he has the right to collect from the money that you own. You see, from Bnei Chorin, you could collect for Shvach HaKois. So Gemara says, my love, what's the case of Shvach HaKois? Lav v'lokech migazlan. Isn't it our case here, where Reuven the Gazlin sold the field to Shimon, and Shimon paid money for it and also invested $100 in it? And now when it's taken away from Shimon, Reuven the Gazlin has to pay him back for the Shvach HaKois also. So here you see, we don't count it like ribis. We're not afraid they should be messed like ribis. Because since he didn't really lend you the money, he gave it to you, b'toras mecher, there's no problem of ribis over here. So here you see, not like Shmuel. Shmuel says, Loi, that's not the case of your Shvach HaKois. I tell you, b'bal choyf. We're talking about a regular bal choyf, not by a gazlin. We're talking about a bal choyf. All right, turn over. So Rashi says like this. What is a bal choyf? In the first big line, Rashi says, Loi b'bal choyf. She'atofo bal choyf mimenu. That the Bal Choyv took this karka away from you. Bishvul Choyvoy. Because you owed him money. And it wasn't stolen from you. Tehi vad yitzlei shvacha. There you have to pay back the shvach. The mechirim al yisi. That's called a good sale. Because kol zman shvatofim men, as long as he didn't take the karka away from you, shim pora moichu moichu le Bal Choyv, harei yil mesulik le lakuchoy. Hilka ki mishalom le yoysi ma shekibol hashto, hu dodi zobi minay. No, it's by a Bal Choyv. That's what happens here. That Reuven sold his karka to somebody else. And Reuven also owes somebody else $1,000. So that person that he owes the money to comes to, and now that person has the right to take the kakois away from the one you sold it to. So when that bachov takes it away from the person you sold it to, he comes back now to Reuven and says, listen, the field was taken away from me, pay me back, you sold it to me, b'achrayim, and I put in $100, pay me back for that $100. Because there was a good sale. There it's not called a halvor, because there when Reuven first sold the karka really belonged to Reuven. So I sold it to for a year, it's called it was a good sale. Just later when Reuven can't pay off his first debt, the lacha is that Bal Choyv has the right to come and take away the karka from this lakeach. So it's considered now that lakeach is selling the karka back. So here it looks like a good sale, that's why here it's not a shayla of ribbis. When the sale really took place, if I pay you back more money than you gave me, the pshat is, I'm selling you back the karka now for more. Shmuel only says that we're at the gzela, we're at the gazlin. We took the kak away from the gazlin, there was never a sale at all. There it only looked as if it was alvor the whole time. So there it looks like ribbis. Mashenkin over here by the Bal Choyv, here it looks like a real sale took place, here there's no problem of ribbis. The Mar says, Eva Bal Choyv, we're talking about Choyv here, so in the Resh, what does the Resh say? It says, Ein moitzin l'achilus peris. You don't collect for achilus peris. Now, Viva Bal Choyv, we're talking about a Bal Choyv, Bal Choyv miyislei peri. Does the Bal Choyv get peris altogether? Who said a Bal Choyv has the right to get peris? V'yom HaShmul, Shmul says, Bal Choyv goybes HaShvach. Well, Bal Choyv only has the right to collect the karka, the shvach that's on the karka itself. In other words, when the Bal Choyv comes and takes away the property, whatever's growing on the property, the shvach he can take away. But shvach in, avo peris loy, he has no right to get away the peris. That he can't take. So Rashi says, the chol karka. And Rashi says, like, because the happy meaning was, the Sodesh had to fool Malaya Paris, Mian HaLakeach, the Chayz HaLakeach Ligvais Min HaMoicher. The question is, the Baal Chayv took it away, the Baal Chayv can't get the Paris Gemurin. Even if they're Mechubor on the Kaka, they're Mitzvich on the Kaka, Klum Sheyoch LaTarfan. was once the teres are like full, once the fruits are fully grown already, they're not called like part of the karker anymore. So a bal chayv can't take away those teres. A bal chayv can only take away the karker and the shvach, something that's needed for the karker itself. But the teres of the nigmar, the bal chayv can't take away. So you can't say the Bryce is talking about a bal chayv here. So what's it talking about lechilas teres then? The Gemara says that lepshita begoyz of an igzal. We're talking about it was stolen. If so, with me the reisha begoyz of an igzal, since the reisha is talking about a stolen goods, is safe nami. By this case, the shvach hakor is also begoyz of an igzal. So again, we have the kasha. Here it's the mashma, even the case of the gzela, where the karka was exiled and it's taken away now from the lekeach, the gazan has to pay him up the shvach. So who we see not like Shmuel, who see it still does not look like ribis. The Gemara says no, me the iri. What does one have to do with the other? Hokid isa, hokid isa. Each case is separately. The Reish attack is talking about Gzela. The Sefer though is talking about a Bal Chayv. Tomorrow says, well, like Tony Yochum, we didn't learn like that. Because it says clearly, the Shvach Kakoyev case said, what's the case that you have to pay up for Shvach Kakoyev? That you have to pay for the investment that the person put into the Kaka? It says clearly, HaReisha Gozal Sodin Chaveroi, Ruvain stole the Kaka from his friend. Farehi Yoitzim Atakas Yodai, and now it's taken away from him. Tishu Goyva, when he has to pay up, Goyva Sakarim and Chosim Mishabadim. He has to pay back the Karen from the Chosim Mishabadim. But he has to pay back for the investments of the karka from his own private property. Now, hey, then, what's the case talking about? If you want to say posh the way it says, Gazlin, Miman Govi. Like, if it's a question, you stole karka, right? And you put money into it. Now, when they take it away from you, the Nigzal takes it away from you. So, who are you going to collect the money? Who's taking money? It was a direct deal that the Gazlin stole the property and then they take it away from him. So, that's it. Stop right there. The property is taken away from the Gazlin, the fabric. Elalav isn't the case talking about Kugain Shagoz also the Mechaveroi that Ruvain stole the field. Umoch Roli Achar, and now Ruvain sold it to Shimon. Fiyashbichoi, and Shimon dislokeach put investments into it, planted there. And still, when they take away the karka, it says he has the right to collect the shvach back from the Gazlin. Only from Bnei Chorin. So I call upon him again, but it's not like Shmuel. We see you have a right to collect for the shvach. It doesn't look like ribbis. Omalei said back to him, no, Lav Terutza Kamatrakta, didn't I answer you already before? They were talking about a Bal Chayv. Sateris Tirutz Nami Bal Chayv, here also talking about a Bal Chayv. We're not talking about a Gzela, it's talking about what's taken away from a Bal Chayv. Here for sure it looks like a sale, since it was a good Necher here. Here you have a right to get paid back for the Shvach also. Shmuel only said it by a Gzela, where there's no sale, there it looks like a loan, there it looks like Ribbis. But where it's a Bal Chayv, where the sale really took place, here you can even pay back for the Shvach also. So Shema, it says also, Achilles Peres case. How do you pay back for Achilles Peres? Horatio goes to Sodom and Chavir. If you stole the field from your friend, then it's taken back from you, the Nigzal gets it back from you. The Deskish should go when they collect money from you, when they collect for the actual value of the Kaka, that you paid from the Kaka that you sold already from Mishabodim, or Peres. When you have to pay back for the Peres of the Kaka, that you only have to pay back from the property that you have right now, and not from the property that you sold already. Now again, Heshidon, what's the case talking about? Elaim, if you want to say the way you learned the way it says right now, Gazlin, if you stole the property, so Miman Govi, who collects from you? Like, if you stole property, no matter what you did to it, they take it away from you. And that's it, you stop right there. Who do you have to pay the money back to? Elalav, aren't we talking about, Kagrin Shagoz, also the Mechaber, again, like our case, that Ruvain stole the field. Umoch Reliacher, and now Ruvain sells this field to Shimon. Vishbicha and Shimon invest money into the karka and makes it better. And Omar Rav, it says here, what? That you have to pay for the shvach? For Lachios Peres, you have to pay him for the Peres. So here we see, it doesn't look like ribbis. We make you pay for the Peres also. So again, it's a kash on Shmuel. So Mura says, no. Omar Rav, we're talking about over here. Kagrin Shagoz, also the Mechaverim, Leia Peres. That the Gazlin stole the field that's full of fruits. The Yochel Asa Peres, the Gazlin right now ate all the fruits off the field. He pulled off the apples off the tree and ate the apples up. The Chofa Babaris Tichin Amaris, and he also ruined the karka. He dug ditches in the karka, he ruined the karka, he made a mazik in the karka. Now, Bor Nigzel, now when Nigzel comes and gets back his field, true, he gets back his field, but he still wants the Gazlin to pay money. It's not just, I can, Yad Yoitza the Mitzvah Hashava, just give him back his karka. This is a ruined karka. Now, Bor Nigzel Ligvois, Karen Goyvim Nechostim Mishabodim. The Karen means the fact you ruined my karka for that mazik, I can collect you even from Nechostim Mishabodim. But Nigzal Ligvo Peres, the Nigzal wants to collect now for all those apples that you ate up from my field, that's Goyvim Nechostim Bnei Chorin. Here again, we're not talking about a case where the Gazlin sold it to somebody else, because if the Gazlin sold it to somebody else, Then we have Shmuel Svar, it looks like rivets. Then you don't have to pay for the Shvach. Here we're talking about the Gazan himself ruined the Karka, that's why he has to pay for the Peiris also. Rabbi Bar Puna Omar, Hagoyin Shinat Lul Masikin. We're talking about here Masikin, Rashi says, Anosim Goyim took it away from the Gazlin. And Bo Nigzal Ligvas Karen Gervin Nechosim Shabodim, Bo Nigzal Ligvas Peiris Gervin Nechosim Bnei Chervin. That what happened? Goyim took it away from the Gazlin. And because of the Gazlin. So therefore the locker is now the Gazlin has to pay back to the Nigzal. It was the Gazlin's fault why the Goyim took the Karka away. Therefore there's also a case why the Gazlin has to pay back to the original Nigzal. So he has to pay him back for the Peiris. When he has to pay back for the parents, here he pays for the chosin, for the chervin. But again, it's not a case you're paying back to somebody you sold it to, because when you sold the karka, it's not called mchira, it's called halvor. There it looks like ribis, but here it's a straight gzela, there's no ribis involved, that's where you have to pay back from the parents. I will stop here. I really holding the tez above him at all. So the last Gemara again was a kasha and Shmuel, that last bryce we brought down that says clearly that lachilas peres ketzad hareshagozo sodi mechaveroi v'rei yoytzi metachas yodoi, if you steal a field and they take it away from you, so it says kushugoyve, when they collect goyve asakera menachosim ishubodim ul peres goyve menachosim b'nei choyve. So it says clearly that we do take away from the gazlin peres. So tomorrow guys question, hey Chidom, what's the case talking about? So if you want to say just the way it says the gazlin, so who does he have to pay? This is more less command of Yudalma Bayes. Just the last shallow was, this is the proof that the case is that you stole the field and then you sold it to somebody else. Vishbichon, the person that bought it, put Shvach, put improve the field. And still it says when we take it away from this Lakeach, he gets paid back the Shvach. So who's the Kashan Shmuel? Shmuel before said that Lakeach does not get the Shvach because it's Mechsei Keribis. So it says, my Rav is the Sutra we had. Rava gave a teres of a maskin and gan shagot zasam chaberoi malaya teres vi ochel as a teres v'chofav a boros yichon amar.